Welcome, everyone, and those of you who may be listening, and those who may not be listening, but will be listening at some other date. This is Lazarus, here with another installment on the Laz Report. Believe it or not, I am actually in my home studio, quote-unquote home studio, which is nothing more than my desk, a lamp, a boom, a mic, and a quiet house. Which I don't always get that often, especially now that school is out, so. I figured maybe I'll just throw something up there real quick and go over some headlines. They're old headlines, but I think they're entertaining. Some of them you may have heard already, some may be new to you. Nevertheless, I found them entertaining, and I hope that you do too. So before the kids show up, let's just dive right into this whole thing. Oh, and by the way, I think I'm going to use the Periscope app I just downloaded to, essentially broadcast the podcast. So we're going to be broad-podding. Yeah. Oh, that's going to trend. Broad-podding, or pod-brasting. Broad-asting. We're gonna broad ass. My problem is it doesn't do it in selfie form, so I've gotta like either break out the selfie stick excuse me. Or hope that I am in frame. But let me set that up here. Hit the record button here. Oh nope, first we gotta set a title. So we're gonna say podcast. No location. Click that. Twitter is on. Start broadcast. Let's turn this sumbitch this way. And just roll with the new. Alright. So, kids, today, yesterday, a few months ago, a few years ago, whenever, wherever, but they are getting more and more fucked up. I'm reading here that 6 high school students in Grand Forks, North Dakota, were suspended for 3 to 5 days after an alleged incident that involved sex with a sandwich and a bottle of Gatorade. Now, was the bottle of Gatorade used in lieu of wine? You know, a little wining, a little dining, a little 69ing, you know, a movie, maybe some sex, some chicken. I don't know. Was the Gatorade lube? Or, hey, was it somebody who was a little too big for the sandwich and they had to hit the bottle? You know, I'm talking about girth right there. Oddly enough, it was on May 23rd. That's one of Lazarus' offspring's birthday. May 23rd, again, I don't know what year it's from. The students, all members of the Grand Forks Central High School junior varsity baseball team, were on a school bus riding home from their last game of the season when the alleged incident happened. Must have been a loss. Some of the students supposedly put, bah, woo, damn, y'all fell. Shit, y'all been drinking too damn much? Okay. Some of the students supposedly put bodily fluids onto a chicken sandwich and into a bottle of Gatorade, and then dared other team members to consume it. What the fuck is wrong with these kids? According to the Valley News Live reports, the situation said it received a, what? I'm sorry. The station said it received a photo of the food involved in the incident, but chose not to show it on air. Pussies. Students quickly shared news of a defiled food via social media, arousing the attention of school officials. Associate Principal John Strandl said that 6 players out of the 15 to 18 students on the bus were suspended. Damn, that was a chitty chicken gangbang. Mr. Manson, come check me out. Where were we? He wouldn't confirm whether sex with a sandwich was involved, citing privacy concerns, according to KOLO-TV. School Principal Buck Kowalski, it sounds too much like Buck Kikowski. Buck also declined to confirm the exact details of the incident, but told the Grand Forks Herald that no students were forced to consume the tainted sandwich and sports beverage. Now he hopes to move on from the incidents. Wild. Wild. Students make mistakes all the time. And when they make mistakes, there are consequences, he told the paper. When the consequences are done, we move on. That's what schools do. Now, the thing was, they couldn't get through this whole process of interviewing and questioning all these students without laughing their asses off, either to their face or behind their back. You know it was going on because I would do it. I don't give a shit. Creative? Yeah. Disgusting? Fucking right it was disgusting. Drink that shit? It's hard enough to get a wife to do that shit sometimes, man. You mix with or without Gatorade, drunk or sober. And you're talking about some baseball players? Like I said, it must have been a tough loss. I'm not sure how long this thing's going to video record, so I'm just going to keep on going. But, you know what? Let's move on to another story. Not to waste too much time on the same one. What do we have here? Hulk Hogan once famously revealed how to be a real American when he said, "Eat your fiber." He might be eating his words today, as fiber has risen to fight him. The banana was a wrestling fixture in Seattle semi-pro wrestling until he slipped into a power struggle with league creator Josh Black and colleague Bill Bates. There's plenty of drama surrounding the independent wrestling scene, and it all unfolds in the documentary Body Slam, Revenge of the Banana. This wasn't a very entertaining story, so given that information, that documentary, Body Slam, Revenge of the Banana, go check it out. Because I'm not. Lucky for you, I'm going to cut this short because I do hear the little ones playing at the door. So, until next time, until I have some more and hopefully a little more entertaining and up-to-date, interesting headlines to share with you, I'm signing off. End of transmission. Thanks for listening. Love you all.